Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Well, to have a harvest, you've got to plant seed first. Amen. And so 2.5 million of our books are in Russian. And you remember one of our women seminars before we built this building, we were over in the recreation building with one of our winter seminar, and the curtain had come down, and 5 ministers from East Germany were here, you know, and one of them testifying for all of them said, we attribute our country's freedom to 2 books, the Bible and the authority of the believer.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with his teaching, Jesus is Coming Again.
I went to Elizabeth, New Jersey, in the Trinity Pentecostal Church for Brother A.A. Swift, conduct a meeting. Brother Swift was in his 70s, I was in my mid-30s. Brother Swift was an old-timer in Pentecostal circles. He received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in 1908. He and his wife and 2 children went out as missionaries to China in 1911. And then for about 17 years, he had headed up the Eastern Bible Institute for the Assemblies of God there in the East. And so in talking to Brother Swift, I told him how the Lord dealt me to talk to this young man. Brother Swift said, oh, I'm so glad you did. He said, you know, he comes over here every year in New York City to the tabernacle there. And he said, one night he'll be operating in the spirit. I go. The next night he's operating in familiar spirits. He said, you see, I was a missionary for years in China. I became acquainted with these spirits. But you see, in his youth and in his lack of maturity, he's trying to operate, you see, and an anointing's not there. And so these seducing spirits and these familiar spirits come in. And he yields to them. You say, whatever happened? He wound up on the spiritual junk heap, just exactly like God said. And so we are living in the last days. And some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. There will be and there is a rise of spiritualism in these last days. And then as we go back to the Old Testament, we find here that Daniel prophesied. Notice in Daniel the 12th chapter, in the 4th verse. But thou, O Daniel, God said to him, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Again, here he's talking about end time. Many shall run to and fro, talking about the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Now you think about how knowledge has been increased in our day, in the last few years. Amazing. Amazing. Amen. Well, we're living in the last days. All the signs point to his coming. Well, why doesn't he come? I mean, these signs have all been fulfilled, every single one of them. Why doesn't he come? What's he waiting about? 2 things. Now notice what the word said. Notice here in Matthew, this 24th chapter of Matthew, Jesus said, the 14th verse of the 24th chapter of Matthew, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Well, we're getting closer and closer to that. Now turn again over to James. We were there a while ago. I told you to keep in mind that James, that 5th chapter, notice he said, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. He's waiting. The husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. Some of you graduates remember a number of years ago when I was conducting our prayer. We would have, before we ever started full-time church, and we'd have Wednesday night service. We didn't have regular service. I'd just teach a little bit on prayer, and then we'd pray. Well, the Lord dealt with me. If we prayed for the saints, or for Russia, we prayed for the saints there who were persecuted and were put in jail. Had great sympathy for them. But we began to pray differently. Amen. That God would send the Holy Ghost, a revival, the early and the latter rain. We'd call them, all of those countries that were in the behind the Iron Curtain, name by name, week after week. Well, to have a harvest, you've got to plant seed first. Amen. And so 2.5 million of our books are in Russian. And you remember one of our women's seminars before we built this building, we were over in the recreation building with one of our winter seminar, and the iron, the curtain had come down. And 5 ministers from East Germany were here, you know. And one of them testifying for all of them said, we attribute our country's freedom to 2 books, the Bible and the authority of the believer. When we read the authority of the believer, we learned how to pray different. We started to praying for the communist leaders even. Things started changing. I said you remember you graduates that were there, I said, Jesus can't come until there's a revival in Russia. He didn't say he's waiting for the precious fruit of North America. He didn't say he's waiting for the precious fruit of Central America. He didn't say he's waiting for the precious fruit of South America. He didn't say he's waiting for the precious fruit of Africa. He said he's waiting for the precious fruit of the earth. Well, Russia was a part of the earth. He's waiting for a precious fruit there. There has to be seed planted first. And then you pray for the rain to fall. There has to be rain, or else there's not going to be any, no matter how seed is planted. But thank God the revival's come. Hallelujah. Now then, we are praying for China. The bamboo curtain is going to come down. Hallelujah. And again, over 2 million of our books have been printed in Chinese and are going into the country. Amen. But to get there, I remember something the Lord said to me. Lying on the floor in the living room, I'd been listening to a radio program. It went off. I turned the radio off, holding a meeting in East Texas. March of 1945, and 44, I guess it was. And the Lord said to me, when you are 65 years old, the 2 main outreaches of your ministry will be the radio. I just listened to this radio program, will be the radio and the printed page. And then he said these words, the printed page is the best way to spread the gospel. Well, that came to pass, didn't it? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the word's getting in. I told you about one of our graduates, or some of them about it, that in recent time was there in Europe. And he was down there in what would have been in the southern part of the old Russian kingdom, so to speak. And the pastor had 4,000 on Sunday. He preached for him. And then he had a Bible school with 400 students. And though this man, he said, I attribute the church and everything we've got to Brother Hagin. I got a hold of his books, changed my life. I began to preach it. He had 4,000 in attendance on Sunday. Rhema graduate preached for him. Then he said, I taught for several days in their Bible. They had 400 students in Bible school. And he said, they are printing several of your books to begin with, the new birth, in the Iranian language. And then he said, I found out this, and I noticed that in reading too, that one of the tribes there in Afghanistan speaks the same language, and so they're going to take them in there. Recently, one of our graduates was in Istanbul, Turkey. He had a seminar there. Ministers came, background. A number from Iran came. In fact, some of the folks from ambassador from Iran to Turkey, some of them came to the meeting. They're checking up on these citizens, why they're coming every night to a meeting like this. And he said, I greeted them, told them we were glad to have them. And he said, I gave all of them some of your books, and they said, we're going to take them back into Iran. Yeah, he's waiting for a harvest. The kingdom of God must be preached to every nation, as a witness to every nation. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth. And little by little, in the Muslim world, praise God forevermore. Truth is getting into them. Amen. It's being beamed by satellite. But it's being, you know, you couldn't get to everybody by satellite because folks back in the inland part of them, they don't have electricity, don't have TVs. But folks are going to tell them the story. The kingdom of God shall be preached as a witness to all nations. Did you know we're almost there?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin-Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled, Jesus' Name Above All Names. We're also offering Craig Hagin's CD entitled, The Mindset of a Champion. Last but not least is Denise Hagin-Burns' CD entitled, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. All these items for the special price of only $29. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Now, you know, you hear me say, we want to thank you for helping us to bring hope, help healing to the world.
Yes.
Well, I'm talking about our partners. Now, what is a partner? A partner is somebody that prays for us regularly and then sends in an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send, to help support Rhema and what we're doing all over the world. That's what it's all about. You can go to rhema.org/WPC. Find out all about it. We want to say thank you to all of our partners and for you that will become a partner with us.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this life-changing message. That's next week on Rhema for Today. Have a great weekend.